prayer time. It is time for our prophetic prayer partnership. We are excited to join in together once more and again as we are going higher in the Lord, as we are seeking the Lord's face on a daily basis and constantly. And through this network, we're doing it on a weekly basis. I want to take a moment to thank you, to thank you, to thank you. Those of you who have been recurring partners with us, you have been absolutely amazing. You've been stellar. And you have been with us right here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You've been here with us, and you have not only been here with us, but you've also invited others to come aboard and be with us. And I'm so very, very grateful for you, and I'm grateful for this connection. I believe that God is doing great things through prayer. When the faith of the people of God is combined and congealed, not just combined, but it is congealed. We are glued together. When this begins to occur and when this begins to happen, the miraculous takes place. But not only the miraculous, but also covering. We are covered. We are covered through prayer, protected through prayer. These are the things, sisters and brothers, that we must indeed protect. We must protect at all costs. We must make sure that we remain in a posture and in a place of prayer. So once again, we want to say good evening to you, blessings to you. We are grateful to the Lord for each of you. We want to begin to really uncover and unveil many of the mysteries that have to do with faith. That has been our theme that we have been really flowing in within our local church. Faith, we've been talking about more faith. This was kind of birthed out of our holy convocation, the time with our presiding bishop in early morning prayer. That word was kind of birthed in our spirits, more faith. And we've been dealing with that throughout the month of September. And I want to carry this over into our Monday night prophetic prayer partnerships, if you don't mind. I want to let these calls be a strength to that very point. For some very reason, I feel strongly that we are in need of more faith. And so we want to talk on during our Monday night sessions. We're going to be dealing with protecting, guarding our faith. You know, believe it or not, we need to guard our faith. Do you know that you can make progress and that progress is a threat to the kingdom of darkness? Oftentimes throughout the years, I don't know if any of you have ever experienced it. In fact, I'm pretty sure that you have. If you have lived long enough and have had any type of connection, any type of congeniality to the church of the living God, you will note that right after a strong move of God, be it a revival or be it a very high, intense, powerful service, you will find and you will discover that there is an assault, a satanic assault that is unleashed, whether it be in the health, whether it be in the family, whether it be in the place of employment, whether it be financial, whatever it is, there seems to be always an assault that follows a move of God. Why is this? Because when you begin to progress spiritually, your progression spiritually becomes a threat to all things dark. The enemy does not want you growing in God. The enemy does not want you closer to God. I'm a lover of the hymns of the church, and there is a hymn that really blesses me. It is a hymn of consecration, and it simply says, I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. That chorus says, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. This is very intricate because it really deals with faith. Faith is not about things. It's not about stuff. It's not about things that are tangible. It's not about things that expire and waste away. Faith is a security for the things that are eternal, the things that are everlasting, your salvation, your place with God, that you have a place with God, a seat at the table. In fact, the scripture says, and I shared it yesterday, that it is our Father's good pleasure to give to us the kingdom of God. And so it is important for us to have growing faith, not just faith in existence, but a growing faith. And as our faith continues to grow, as our faith continues to expand, the more and more the kingdom of darkness has a lesser effect on us, a lesser effect on our mentality, a lesser effect on our psyche, a lesser effect on our emotional status, a lesser effect on our decisions and our movements. So the enemy hates progression in faith. He hates when you're growing in God. He hates when you get closer to God and you're more conscious concerning the things of God, the time that you spend with the Lord, the attention and the focus that you give to the things of God. The enemy absolutely hates it. But can I share with you that there is nothing that the enemy can do when you start growing in faith? You want to know why? Because you are then equipped to combat dark forces. Any suggestion that comes from dark forces, any type of assault or attack that comes from dark forces, you are able, and I need you to hear this, you are able to combat it. You are able to fight back. You are able to resist. You become resistant that nothing that is done has an effect on you. And that's where I want us to really begin to understand our responsibility and our obligation to guard our faith. Stop letting the enemy rob you of your progress. You've made great steps forward. You have come from a very long way. Stop allowing the enemy to make it so simple and easy to get you back in a place that you have graduated from. You are no longer on that level. You are no longer dealing with bitterness and brokenness. You are no longer dealing with unforgiveness. You are no longer in those spaces. So why allow the enemy to rehash and to bring back up those things that you have graduated from? You are in a better place today than you have ever been in your life spiritually. The connectivity has become so strong. The signal is stable. My God, the frequency is clear. You're hearing the voice of God. You're recognizing the signs. Your discernment is becoming sharper. Don't let the enemy cause you to revert back to previous and prior places that you used to be in your life. The things I used to do, I do no more. I have to guard that. The places I used to go and enjoy myself, I don't go there anymore. I don't enjoy those things anymore. I've let go of those spaces. I'm no longer angry. I'm no longer feeling vengeful. I no longer want to see the demise of people that I once wanted to see their demise. You got to guard that place. You got to guard that space. Because the enemy wants to trigger you, to bring you back to a place that you have graduated from. And those old saints used to sing songs when I was a young fellow coming along, and they used to say, "I won't go back. My God's been good to me. Jesus has set me free. I won't go back." I want you to declare that with me right now. Come on, declare it. I won't go back. I won't go back. That's not just a song, it's a commitment. It's a statement of dedication. I am married to the resolve that I will not go back. I'm guarding my faith. I won't let the enemy take me back to a place I have graduated from. I have come up. I have come up. I have stood the test of time. I have withstood the test of time, and I'm not going back to the spaces I used to be in. Sisters and brothers, I need you to hear me tonight. Guard your faith. I want you to really make a commitment and really make a conscious decision that you're going to be more cognizant of your place in God, and you're going to be more watchful at how the enemy comes at you. And then pay attention to when he does it. He's so cunning, so strategic. My God, he's so strategic in how he comes at you and at which time he comes at you. He's coming at you the moment you get closer to something, the moment you start realizing your place in God, the moment you start feeling good in the faith, that's when the enemy's coming. He comes with these underhanded, underlining attempts to usurp and to take from and to undermine you. But I want to share with you tonight, you must guard your faith. And believe me, the enemy doesn't have as much power as many people have given him credit for. He is not a roaring lion. The scripture says he's as a roaring lion. What am I saying? I'm saying that the enemy is a master of illusions. He comes in a form that he doesn't even have the power to take on. He's more afraid of you than you should be of him. Huh? Your faith is a threat to him. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The word of God has already given you an exemption from any attack of the enemy. No matter what he's trying to do, it's not going to work. So why do you let it unnerve you? Why do you let it uproot you? Why do you let it disrupt you? Why do you let it disturb you? Let not your hearts be troubled. Didn't Jesus tell us that? Don't let your hearts get all worked up. Stop getting all worked up. I'm talking to somebody tonight. I'm encouraging you tonight. I am imparting into your spirit tonight. Stop getting all worked up. It's all in the hand of God. And can I tell you something else? It's not only in the hand of God, but it's in the plan of God. God's got you in his hand, and God has you in his plan. And no good thing will he withhold from you, but you got to stop getting worked up. You got to stop over worrying. You got to relax yourself, and you've got to rest in faith. Look what it says in the book of Jude. The book of Jude, it's only one particular chapter. So, the book of Jude, and let's look at verse number 3. It says, "Beloved, while eagerly preparing to write to you about the salvation we share, I find it necessary to write and appeal to you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints." In other words, guard up. Stay guarded. Stay guarded. You gotta be watchful. The enemy don't want you strong in the faith. The enemy don't want you strong in the faith. You want to know why? Because your faith can be a strength to your relatives. Your faith can be a strength to coworkers. Your faith can be a strength to those that come within your proximity. Your faith can be a strength to those that are within your circle and within your circumference. Sisters and brothers, your faith is a strength. Your faith is a precious commodity. It is a jewel. It is a treasure that must be guarded. Your faith is a gift. It is a gift to you from God. You've got to guard that. You can't just be casual with anything that is precious. Do you understand what I'm saying to you tonight? You can't be casual with it. You can't just lay it around all over the place. You can't even let just anybody handle it. I can remember a time where I had something that I treasured and something that I found very valuable. And there was another individual that was asking, could they hold it? Could they see it? You know, and it just looked like I was very reluctant to hand it over. And so even when I say, okay, just for a moment. And then when I handed it over, you know, it looked like my hand was going with the item. It looked like my hand was following them to make sure they don't drop it. You know, you gotta be so careful and mindful of precious things. Your faith is precious. Don't let anybody mess over your faith. Don't let anybody tamper with your faith. Don't let anybody try to diminish the value of your faith. Your faith is a precious, precious jewel. It is a precious commodity. Hold on to your faith. Be strong and assertive as it relates to your faith. Your faith is what you have. Your faith is all you have. Your faith is what keeps you connected to God. Your faith is what gives you that assurance that you feel God. Your faith is what gives you that assurance that you've heard God. See, we don't have no other way to connect to God other than our faith. That's the only way. So why would we let anything tamper with our faith? The writer here says, contend for it. Know what that means? That means fight for it. That means fight for it. That means be willing to do whatever is necessary for your faith. Whatever is necessary to hold on to your faith, whatever is necessary to maintain your faith. I know it gets difficult from time to time. I know it gets challenging from time to time, but guard it. Guard it with your life. Guard it with your life. Those of you that have children, there is absolutely nothing that you wouldn't do to protect your children if in the line of fire you would even sacrifice yourself. That's how far we've got to be willing to go with our faith. I'm not letting anybody hit my faith. I'm not letting anybody tamper with my faith. I'm not letting anybody mess with my faith. My faith is the victory that overcomes the world. My faith is what I have to connect to God. Look what it says. It says, contend for the faith. That's verse number three, that was once for all entrusted to the saints. All right, you got to guard the faith. Now, verse number four, this is why you've got to guard the faith. For certain intruders have stolen in among you, people who long ago were designated for this condemnation as ungodly, who pervert the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny our only master and Lord Jesus Christ. Do you understand what that verse is saying? That verse is saying that there are ungodly people who are designated to rob you, designated to rob you of your faith. How do they do that, Bishop? They pervert the grace of our God into licentiousness, and they deny our only master and Lord Jesus Christ. You got to guard your faith through all these crazy teachings and strange doctrines that are going around out here today. You got to guard your faith. You can't give your ear to everything. You can't let everybody lay their hands upon you and prophesy over you. You can't be so casual. You can't be so gullible. You can't be so naive. You got to guard your faith. In this season, I'm not playing. Now you can't speak that over me. No, you can't lay hands on me. I don't know you. I can't trace you. I don't know where you come from. There's something about it I can't. My discernment is no, that ain't sitting right with me. I can't play with this because I've come too far, and I don't want to backtrack. I don't want to revert back to a place that I have come from too far. You can't let everybody speak in your spirit. Can't let everybody dump into your spirit. You can't let everybody vent into your spirit. No. I can't fool with that. No, I don't need that. That's okay. You know, I see them over there on the Zoom platform. Praise the name of the Lord. They're agreeing with this. Can't play with it. Somebody on the Zoom platform is saying, guard your faith. And somebody is saying, I have a pastor. Praise God. These are the types of things you've got to be able to stand up boldly and say, oh, no. I'm not letting nobody play with me. I'm not letting nobody play with me. And can I share with you that they don't always come trying to pray? They don't always come trying to prophesy. Sometimes they come in casual conversation to offer a strange doctrine, to give a strange suggestion. I'm telling you, you got to be so careful and guarded. Even when you sit down in conversations, you've got to be careful of it all. Sisters and brothers, I'm telling you tonight, as sure as I am sitting here, guard your faith. Guard your faith. I had to remind one of our precious sisters yesterday, as they were getting ready to leave out of the church, I began to remind one of our precious sisters about how far she's come and how much the Lord has done for her. And I had to remind her, don't keep holding on to things that you should have already let go. God has brought you a long way. Don't go back. Don't go back. You have progressed. And the enemy hates that you have made progression. The enemy hates that you have made steps forward. We're getting ready to pray, but I'm going to be reminding you this month to guard your faith. Guard your faith. There's some things we can't play with, and our faith is one of those things. I'm not letting nobody play with me over my faith. I can't. And I'm telling you, we can have some things that we're still working on, some things we're still believing God for, some things that we still need prayer over. But I'm telling you, when it comes down to my faith, I tell them all the time, I may not be perfect, but my God, I'm a man of faith. I'm a man of God, and I am not playing when it comes down to my faith. I mean this thing all the way. I mean this thing all the way. And if I've got to, come back and get some things right within myself from time to time, so be it. But I'm not letting go of my faith. And I'm not going to be casual or reckless with my faith. Faith is what we have. Faith is what we need. Faith is our connectivity to God. That's the only way. We can only come by way of faith. The only way we accept Jesus is by faith. The only way we are saved from our sins is by faith. The only way we are forgiven and are accepted into the family of God is by faith. Faith is the gift, the precious gift, the intangible gift. Are you listening? The priceless gift you can't afford to play with, and you can't afford to let anybody else play over. Sisters and brothers, Jude. Verses 3 and 4. That's what you need. Jude verses 3 and 4. Don't play with it. Don't play with your faith. These false teachers, these false narratives are attempting to disrupt your faith, but don't play over your faith. Contend for the faith. Contend for the faith. Fight for it. Fight for it and believe God for it. Listen, I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm ready to pray for you tonight. I'm so glad you, hallelujah. I'm so glad you are on with me tonight. I want to thank God. We have one praise report tonight to bring before you. This comes from Rosalinda Archbold. Rosalinda says, good afternoon, Bishop. On Friday, I went to the spinal surgeon doctor number three. He said, no surgery. Just keep on doing. Amen. The intensive physical therapy. She said, I have prayed for no surgeries. I have to see three doctors just to get the answer I needed. And doctor number two wanted to do the surgery on my back, but I thank God to the doctor who said, absolutely no surgery. She says, I'll be seeing you on Sunday, me and my wheelchair. Well, I tell you what, Sister Rosalinda, we can't wait to see you. And guess what? We have space for you and your wheelchair. So come on in and worship the Lord with us. Our prayer requests, those of you who have submitted them, I want you to know that we're going to be, amen, bringing your petitions before the Lord on a daily basis. I am praying and spending time with the Lord. Amen. And I certainly call out your names in prayer. Deborah Frazier, Benjamin Payton, Carolyn Cumry, Janet James, Kikamon Rockmore, Selena Fields, Nyasha Cooper, Latoya Nugent, Michelle Tarua, Denise Bryant Brooks, Johnny Stafford, Jaina Thompson, Diamond Smichael, Shanika Muniz, Meriden Taj Mileti Freeman, Shalisa Watson, Barbara Hairston, Rosalinda Archbold, Radonia Johnson, Janet Durbin, Elaine Witherspoon, Celeste Johnson, Verna Simmons, Tierra Trappier, Justin Mack, Derek Dominic, Patsy Rizzo, Ruth Aileen, Lorraine Williams. We are going to be lifting up your names in prayer on a daily basis. I believe God to continue to bless, to continue to cover, and to continue to attend to the needs that you have. In fact, we were declaring it yesterday, and I declare it tonight. All of our needs are met in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for each of you. Let's begin to pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this opportunity that you have given to you, your people. Father, I thank you because your love, your loving hand is constantly extended toward us and over us. We are loved, we are valued, and we are cherished in your presence. You have bestowed upon us precious gifts. You have withheld no good thing from us. Precious gifts have you given unto us, and one of those gifts is the gift of faith. The ability to believe that while there are so many on this earth, so many in this world who don't believe because it's not in them to believe, we thank you because you have put it within us to believe. The only reason why we know to love you is because you first loved us. And Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for considering us. I want to thank you for placing your hand upon us before we even knew what life was. You made decisions concerning us. And for this, we want to say thank you. Tonight, oh God, we honor your presence. We love your name. We worship you with every fiber of our being. Father, I am praying that tonight, that a healing takes place on the various areas of brokenness that exist in every believer. Every believer that is struggling in the area of their faith, Father, send help there and fortify your people in the area of their faith. Tonight, God, we don't want to waver. We don't want to struggle. Tonight, there are those who are dealing with great levels of worry, great levels of doubt, great levels of anxiety. They just don't know and they just feel insecure and uncertain. But Father, let your spirit undergird them in those areas of weakness. And Father, give strength to the weak. My God, build them up where it seems as if they have been torn down. We thank you for the power that is in your name, the power that is found in your presence. You are God, and beside you, there is no other. Not only that, but you are with us. Emmanuel, Robah Shabbah, you are with us. You are with us everywhere we go, with every move we make and every step that we take. You are with us. Father, we embrace your presence tonight in new ways. We embrace your presence tonight in new dimensions. Father, fill our homes with your presence. Let faith come alive in the home in the name of the Lord. Every undertone of wickedness, darkness, every undertone of satanic suggestion that resides in the home, we root it out tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, place your presence there. Your presence is what we need. Your presence carries peace. Your presence carries joy. Your presence carries precision and power. Father, I thank you. I thank you that even as we lie down tonight, let us to lie down in your presence without sedative, without any additional medication or aids for rest. Father, tonight, let your spirit rock every individual into a slumber of peace. But while we are there, rejuvenate the body. Mighty Oboshada, you have made us, not we ourselves. You, Father, rejuvenate our bodies. Anything that is ailing and anything that is wrong and anything that has gone awry, Father, tonight go down and heal. Heal, mend the broken places. If there's anything that is imperfect, incorrect, out of alignment, Father, tonight let your spirit begin to bring healing, healing and wholeness to the body. We declare that there are things going on that even have doctors confused and baffled. But tonight, God, we know tonight that you can go down and do a surgery like any doctor is not even able to do. You are the one who knows our anatomy, my God, better than anyone. Father, I thank you. You're the God who made us. You're the God who created us. Father, heal and make whole. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And we praise you tonight. We pray, we give you glory tonight that every injury, every harmful thing that has transpired, and even the things that are connected to other afflictions that are going on within the body, you're able to trace it back to the root. My God, if there's an organ, if there's a vein, if there's a muscle that seemingly is deteriorating and losing its value, my God, you can give us new organs. You can give us new tissues. You can give us new muscles. Father, there is nothing you cannot do. You caused blind men to see. You made lame men to walk. You gave deaf ears to open. Father, you made a withered hand be restored as the other. Father, there is nothing you cannot do. We are leaning on you, depending upon you. We have faith in you that where medicine comes up short, a miracle will take us all the way. My God, what medicine can't do, hikomasa, let a miracle do. In the name of the Lord, we thank you for the power of prayer. We thank you for the audacity to enter into your presence and the privilege of access that you have given us. We give you glory tonight, and we are clear and we are sure that anything that has gone on that should not be going on, even in the family, even in the home, don't let our faith waver. Don't let our faith wither, but help us to be strong in you and in the power of your might. Father, as we go forward, help us to believe and help us to know that anything that needs to happen to bring restoration and reconciliation, you can do it. If nobody else can do it, you can do it. And in fact, by faith, we declare and decree that it is already done. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for triumph. Thank you that you have made us overcomers and more than conquerors. Thank you that we are standing in the winner's circle. Thank you that we are standing in the box of victory. We bless your name tonight. And we know that as we go forward, we have a new responsibility to guard our faith, to protect our faith, to not waver in our faith. My God, show us what to hear and what not to hear. Give us what to give attention to and what to ignore. We thank you. We thank you that we are being built up in our most holy faith, that our faith is becoming stronger than ever before. More faith. Faith, more faith, more you, more faith, more you in the name of the Lord. And we thank you for this time of prayer. We consider these things done. We know that what we ask for in faith, it is already established and done. And by the power of God, we descend from this mount of prayer. We descend from this mount of teaching, and we descend with an authority. We descend with an assurance. We descend with a comfortability. You are working a wonder in our lives, and we say thank you. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray this prayer. We say thank God, and we say amen. I would that we all would praise the Lord tonight. I would that we all would lift up the name of the Lord. Come on and join me in this praise tonight. Join me in giving God glory. Join me in giving thanksgiving and offering unto him the sacrifice of a praise. Come on and praise him everywhere, everywhere. That's it. Those of you on the conference line, those of you on the Zoom platform, give God the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the glory that is due unto his name. We honor you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We praise you. You are the great God, you are Jehovah. You are the one we lean upon, the one we adore, the one we worship, and we say thank you. Hey, we give you glory tonight. We bless your wonderful name. Yes, Lord. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. We say yes, Lord, and we say amen. My God, sisters and brothers, listen, I believe that even if there is someone on the line tonight and you do not know the Lord, and perhaps someone told you to dial in, someone told you to connect with this prayer line. I want you to know that tonight you can receive the Lord, and by faith, you can be made whole. Your life will never be the same. Repeat these words after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for accepting me as your child. Thank you for loving me as your own. Thank you for saving my soul. I believe that you died. I believe that you rose again. I believe that you're seated at the right hand of the Father, and I believe that you're coming again for your church. Therefore, I am saved. Praise God. I want to congratulate you and welcome you into the family of God. I want to encourage you to get in touch with us. Let us provide you with resources and information so that you can read up and work on fortifying your walk with the Lord and perhaps connect with us so that way you can continue to grow in the faith. We want to help you get to another place in the faith. Right now, you're a babe in Christ. Oh, but with the right connection, you can grow and grow quickly. Well, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you all. This is my prayer. We love you. We thank God for you. And until next time, remember, more faith, guard your faith. Good night.